Good. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Farmington City Council regular session. Does that sound really loud or is it just me? I'm gonna back off a bit. We're going to start our regular session. We've asked new council member Kristen Sherlock to lead us in an invocation or to give us an invocation, and then we've asked Melissa Layton to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our dear Father in Heaven, we're so excited and thankful to be able to be here as a city, to be able to represent the members of Farmington. We are thankful for this opportunity that we can serve and help and lead out our neighbors and our friends here. And we ask for thy blessing upon us that we'll be able to make good choices and to be able to do what is best needed for everyone involved. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Will you please arise and repeat after me?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Anna Carlini, did I say it right? Anna. Anna, are you here? Can you raise your hand for us so we can all see you? Okay. Anna is our student of the month. And in a minute, we're going to have you come up here, Anna, okay? So her teacher, Miss Hewlett, did I say that right? How do you say it, Anna? All right. Nominated Anna to be our student of the month because of her kindness and because she is a partner to the students in her school and in her class, that she follows the rules, is patient and understanding and respectful of everyone. Now, everything I just said is exactly the opposite of what we see in our federal government. So thank you, Anna, for showing all of our elected officials how to behave. We want to celebrate you, so we're going to have you come up here. We're going to take a picture with you and your family, and we're grateful to have people like you in our city. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you, Anna.
Oh, Anna, you can stay down there. I'm going to come to you, okay?
Would you like to give a speech, Anna? You can.
Yeah.
Only if you want to.
Do you want to say something?
You're good. You want to say something?
She wanted to tell about the new part.
Oh, please do.
Like it? Did you do all the slides? Which one do you like? The bigger
one.
Did you guys do them too?
There was like a 15-minute wait for that. It was really
good. Do you race people going down?
Like,
is there a way to see which
one? Those are the tallest slides in Utah.
You're brave. I'm terrified to go down those. I don't want to get stuck.
Which one did you try to get stuck? Did you do the 40-yard dash? Did you race each other? Oh, it's there. It's kind of on the... Where would
by the Ninja
the
Warrior.
Compared to the side, would it be west of the slides?
It's right by the fireplace.
Yeah.
Right by the cornhole. And
it looks like a little track and you can race.
It times you.
All right, come over here. We're going to take some pictures. This is for you. We're going to forever be doing this. Turn around. Get your family in there. We're going to have some pictures taken. We can see them. All right, family. We're going to quick. Hold that thing up.
Now it's ice cream time with Grandma and Grandpa. Oh no, ice cream all day long.
Okay. Down to business. All right. Policies and procedures regarding residential green waste can program. And we actually have, Colette came here from Wasatch Integrated to give us some more information on how this can play out. That was very nice of you because it was last minute. So thank you for being here. All right, Paul.
So I drew the short straw, so I'm just representing this to you. We modeled the policies and procedures roughly on what we did in 2010 with the rollout of recycling. Under our code, the city is responsible for garbage removal from residential properties. And so we have the ability to designate, you know, whether it's a black can, a blue can, green cans, we can make those kind of decisions. What we did last time, which is kind of the typical, I think, way that it's rolled out, is we allow people to opt out if they choose to not have a green can. And they will remain opt out until they either opt in or until they leave. And then new residents would be opted in as a default. The staff report kind of called out the main points of it. It's helpful also maybe if you have residents that want to know how this is going to work for their specific situation. There are many properties excluded. You know, if they're part of a PUD or a townhome development where they don't even take care of landscaping, they're not included in this. Certainly not apartment complexes who don't get residential trash treatment from the city. But we're ready to roll this out. We wanted the council to consider these rules and regulations. If you have any changes to them, you can make those in this meeting, or if you want to give us directions to amend them, we're happy to do that also. But that's essentially the presentation. If you've read the staff report, then you're ready to talk about it.
Thank you. Any questions for Paul while he was briefly at the mic?
Yeah, I had a couple questions. I noticed it says every other household will be enrolled in the program automatically with the right to opt out, of course. When we discussed it previously, I thought we were going to do it by sections of the city. But now we're going to do the whole city and do every other.
So they divided the city into five zones. The first three zones, which is largely on the west side of town, are going to be first. And we've got enough cans to roll out to all of those. And maybe, I mean, Larry's got the operational stuff, but correct me if I'm wrong. And then we're expecting roughly half of those people to opt out. And so we're expecting to get back about 1,500 cans. And then with those cans, we can now roll it out to the remaining households on the east side. So there's going to be kind of a two-month process. They're thinking April and then May. So we don't end up buying, you know, we don't want to buy 5,000 cans and then have 2,000 cans sitting, you know, in a shed somewhere.
So the cans will be physically delivered to the houses with instructions that says if they don't want to enroll in this program, they have to send an email.
Right. There will be like a letter on there. We're also, I think, sending letters. You know, maybe come up here, Larry.
Yeah, we can have you come up. Maybe let's just bring you up here because you're going to.
And it will probably take longer than 2 months because on the second round, we're going to take 1,500 out and then we're going to get 750 back, and it's going to be a little while before we finally can get all the non-takers out. We're giving everybody. We feel like Robinson and the waste district has told us that if we let them use them for a month, a lot of people will kind of change their mind and want them. So it's going to take a while. But
so it'll sit there for a month.
We'll get
and then at the end of a month, when they decide, hey, we don't want this anymore, then we'll come out and pick them up.
And then if we've misjudged the take rate, if we have a higher take rate than 50%, then we may have a section of on the very northeast end of town that has to wait another
year. Rude.
You know?
No.
You know? So it's going to take a while.
So is it typical in other cities to, if they, after the 30 days, if they don't want the can, they'll go pick it up, but you're still paying for it? Is that typical in other cities?
I don't know.
No, they're not. They're not going to pay for it. If they don't opt out.
Past the 30 days, that's what I'm asking.
Yep.
If they choose, hey, I didn't make it in the 30 days, I don't want the can, I'm not going to use it,
it's saying right now that they are still going to pay for it. I'm just asking if other cities...
That's how our recycling works, and I would think that other cities are like that. Many other cities have just a package. You're paid one price, and you get three cans. If you don't want them, you can send two of them back and use one can.
But you price it, the price is the same.
I don't think it's unreasonable to...
I just feel like in our situation with the landfill that we need to do our very best to have
as
many people use it as possible.
We need to drive recycling, really we do.
Yeah.
With that, I'm wondering how much it would cost or if it's feasible to print like big vinyl stickers that we can put on top of the recycling cans and maybe even the green waste cans. I have so many questions of people saying, oh, I didn't think that could go in, or someone told me that couldn't go in.
I thought something came in the mail, though, recently.
Was it a sticker, or was it just a flyer?
No, no, it was like a peel-and stick.
She has stickers. Sorry. Yes. Do you want to come up?
Yeah.
All right, Cola.
Come tell us about them.
Come educate us.
It's like a static clean.
I apologize. I didn't print off enough letters, but I think I have enough stickers for you guys for examples.
Look at that. Yeah. Ask and you shall receive.
I read them online. Yeah, so I don't know if you guys want to share some of those. So we have we created three different letters for the three different zone rollouts. So that one is for zones 1 through 3, so that rollout will, I think, believe it's in March and April, and they have till April 30th. On the back are the FAQs where it explains the date that the resident has and for how long they have to opt out. And so then the next zone will say May 31st and then the next zone June 30th. And so we have those three letters. They're going to be stuffed in a packet, so they're going to, like a newspaper bag, so they can be attached to the handle. And then the sticker will already be on the cart, and those are already being mailed. Well, they're being prepped and going to be mailed to the Public Works building, so those are ready to go and to be attached for rollout.
So these will be on them when they get the can.
Yes.
That is awesome. Thank you.
Love it.
Yes. So, and to your question, Councilmember Shumway, we actually don't have another city right now. You guys will be our first for a green waste program that is just included in the service after this opt-out period. So many of the recycling programs in our district have been opt-out to, let's say, mandatory, or they're universal. So most of our cities that just rolled out this past spring for at least your recycling blue can, it is actually bundled. It's in one price. So I live in Morgan County. It's just one price for garbage and recycling, same as Syracuse. But most of our other cities are opt-out or opt-in for the green waste. Our highest participation is about 50% in Fruit Heights. So it's actually really great. I'm really excited to see how your guys' program will turn out. And we have definitely added and are pushing more, at least getting some food waste, like produce waste. And everyone has that for sure. So I'm hoping to get more diversion in that aspect and getting that composted. So, but yeah, any other questions about the program? We're happy to give you guys a tour anytime of the facility as well. And we just recently received a EPA grant to expand our facility and service and education as well. So we'll be doing more education for your residents in 2027 as well through that grant.
Awesome.
I think the fact that you can recycle your produce is huge, because any of us that shop at Costco, we throw away as much as we buy.
That's
and it goes
so
back
true.
And forth.
That's so smart.
Now at least
it
can be
recycled.
You need to get chickens.
I put it in my garden. I know. I would call
it. It goes
to
the
chickens.
I do have a question that's more for some of us. We have to admit, have two black cans. We've been made fun of for having two black cans.
Rightly so.
I have two blue cans.
Now, so I really want to turn one of those in. You know, when we get the green one, I'm certainly going to keep it where I live. We'll use it a lot. And so how does that work, guys? How can I trade a black one if I have to?
I think you go downstairs to Deanne's
office. Online, fill out the form that you don't want the one black can.
I think we might have on the FAQ either to call. Yeah, I think it might be to call the number that's on the paper. So, and it explains actually how much you'll save. by turning in your second black can and keeping that green waste can. I think it was about $9 a month. So actually some savings with returning a second can and having the green waste.
So saving $9 a month.
Well, $9.
Yeah. I don't use it all winter long, but I have it for my
It says green call your city's public works department. That's what it says. If we want to turn in our second garbage can,
put your cell phone number on there for us.
It says, call your city's public works department to return it.
And then it has the number. Is that
so there's
public works
online
right there?
And we also take
phone calls. Okay.
You're welcome, Larry.
No, that's
you're welcome.
Great. That would be good to add the website.
Yeah.
I'd love to set up another time for the council to go, especially and take Kristen.
Oh, yeah.
It's really informative.
Yeah, I wasn't able to go the other time. I had a conflict.
It was really
so
good.
I'd like to go.
Yeah, we can do the Murph and Greenways. Like,
love the idea.
But when do you shut down the Murph? When do we have to be there by?
Yeah,
four or five?
Yeah, we stop doing the Murph around 4, so maybe...
like 3?
If that's possible, get there at 3, and then we can take you over to the compost facility afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really great.
Very informative.
You'll see lots of potatoes.
It's true.
What was that?
Not anymore.
I think one thing to remember, if you're answering questions of constituents, is the green can is for composting 8 months of the year, and then for 4 months of the year, it's just a second black can.
Garbage.
So if you have extra garbage after those 4 months, Robinson will pick it up just as if it was a black can. So if they're wondering why they're still getting charged, that's why.
So we just put that in our newsletter as a reminder. Hey, the green can's changing over next month.
Mm-hmm. It could be on social media. And then another thing to bear in mind, this is a policy and a procedure the council's adopting if you feel the need to amend it. I think in the recycling, I saw two times that they came back and amended the policy based on, community input. So that's certainly something you can always adjust this if it turns out that this is not the best procedure. Or policy, but in any case,
You know how we have an extra garbage day? Will that include a green waste? Because it always seems to be in the spring or the fall when it won't be.
Up.
It'll just be a regular garbage. Okay.
Right now,
okay.
Any more questions? Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Larry.
Well, I think Amy, put her finger on the one issue that's going to be the most upsetting for people is if they just happen to miss the deadline and
they
later
can't.
Opt out, they still have to keep paying.
I'm just worried that if the cans are delivered in my neighborhood, because our HOA takes care of everything.
But they shouldn't be.
They won't.
They aren't going to deliver.
No, we'll be selective.
Okay, good.
On locations.
Good. I just worry about all the widows.
Yeah,
on
we'll,
my street that are like. That
it did seem very abrasive when I read through it. Like,
it did.
What? You can't.
Yeah.
But then when you consider, we really need to do something about this.
Yeah.
It's a big problem. So I think we do need to take a hard stand on it. That made sense.
Yeah.
When you really remember that we're paying for garbage by the pound, and if you can divert out of the landfill, you save money and you save the life of the landfill. You have to be aggressive with it.
Well, and we're paying to haul it to Skull Valley. Like that's.
And I don't know about you guys, but most of my black garbage can throughout the summer is green waste.
Yeah, it's all green waste.
So this makes
it's
a
heavy.
Lot. Yes,
and
it's very heavy.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. So much so that I'll make a motion.
Oh.
If we're at that point.
Yes.
We're at that point.
I move that the council adopt the Farmington City Residential Green Waste Can Program policies and procedures.
Okay, we have a motion by Kristen. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Melissa. Any further discussion on this motion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
The motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Thank you, and thank you for coming tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you for working with us to get this approved. I know that we were asking for special treatment, kind of, We have other cities that pretend like they want to do it, and we got in before them. Because there's only so much capacity out there. And
if you, our last city before expansion.
Yeah.
So thank you.
That's awesome.
We're grateful for that. Thank you. Thank you. All right, First Amendment to Agreement establishing home occupation exemptions, plural, exemptions for Jonathan Miller with Rocky Tops Landscape.
Okay. Just a very brief report and introduction. It's been a little while since the council had this before you originally. If you go on West Davis and you look on the south side of the road, you might see Mr. Miller's business, Rocky Tops. We went through a unique process as a council in order to grant approval of that business. Effectively, he lives next door to the property where he runs the business. So typically, a home business you do on the same property. This happened to be a UDOT parcel that he bought just next door to him, had this idea of the business, and we felt, okay, if we put some parameters and things around it, he was the council, we're able to approve it under an agreement. But in that original agreement, you put a sunset on it. So he said, okay, you got 2 years, you know, it is a residential street. So it kind of a unique residential street. There's some businesses on it with the tennis courts and things, but let's give it a try, see how it's really impacting things. It's our findings. He was able to operate it in full last season. We didn't have any issues from noise complaints or dust or debris or rocks in the streets or anything like that from neighbors. And just our observations at large as staff is it's pretty clean and really not an issue. So we're recommending we have to do something before this is up. If we're going to let it go again, let's just take off the expiration and let them continue operation. All the other restrictions and specifics would remain intact within the agreement, but it's really just the time frame that we're addressing today. Mr. Miller's here. He could talk to you a little bit about how the business is going. So if you have any questions from him, I'll close my remarks there.
Thank you. All right. The applicant, any questions for Lyle? Okay. The applicant wants to come up and would like to hear from you.
Sure. I'm Jonathan Miller, the business owner and also. So the first year, I just getting permits and getting approvals and then getting everything built and in place pretty much took our first season. And so last year was pretty much the first business season. And it actually had quite a few customers. One thing that was different from what I anticipated was that the majority of customers wanted delivery. And so I actually had minimal traffic down the road, even for keeping it small. So the majority was me taking stuff to people, which kept things very much under my control. As I talked to Councilman Shimway and Layton earlier today, I don't want the rocks and stuff in front of my house, which is the first place, let alone going down the road. So doing that, I'm able to control, you know, stuff off your bumper or whatever else, and then encourage the customers to do the same thing. As far as noise, I did what I agreed to, disable the beeping sound, and then I don't allow kids out on the property while I'm operating equipment, which I think is important for safety. And again, that hasn't been a big deal because there's not as many customers on site. And so that's worked great. I'm not doing dirt that much. I've had a little bit of fill dirt, but majority of it's rock, so dust really hasn't been an issue even with our dry summer. So, any questions?
Yeah, any questions?
What about the delivery? You take delivery of additional product. Is that done with large 18-wheelers or
dump trucks? Yeah, so the deliveries come in, and usually they're first thing in the morning. The majority of time is during the summer months when the school's not in session. But even when it is that elementary school, it's generally before they even get into school or it's in the late morning. But I haven't had any concerns from the road or neighbors on my road about it. The trucking company I use has well-maintained equipment so that they're not dropping gravel. The pits are not local, so everything's going on the freeway, so they're pretty cautious. You know, they're good about making sure their stuff comes in clean and at least my property clean.
Any other questions?
No.
Have you had any complaints from any of the neighbors?
I actually have not had a single one.
Yay.
I've had a few neighbors actually source material out of my place, and I've given them a good deal since I don't have to haul it or anything really for them, and actually done some projects for them. In fact, my son runs a landscaping business and did the tennis courts on their improvement they did this last year. So.
Okay.
So I appreciate you guys giving me the chance to put it together and then have a time to be able to flesh out the unknowns.
Yeah.
Because you always have great hopes, but you never know some of the unknowns. So.
For sure. Well, thank you. I think that's it for questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate the way that Mr. Miller has worked with us and been flexible and recognized our concerns. So I'm happy to make a motion.
Thank you, Scott.
I move that the City Council approve the First Amendment to the agreement establishing home occupation exemptions for Jonathan Miller with Rocky Tops Landscape Company and incorporate the finding in the staff report.
Thank you. I have a motion by Scott. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Amy. Any further discussion on this motion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, motion carries unanimously.
I do just want to say, we did visit the property today. It was very well maintained. Yeah. There was nothing down the street. The property itself was just, it looked very good. You've done a really good job with it.
Yeah, thank you. Because that whole trust thing goes both ways, right?
And
here we are counting on you to do it right, and you did it right.
I'm a lot more upset about the great big thing in front of your house.
I was shocked.
We pulled in, we're like,
I don't.
What the heck is that?
I brought it up before. I don't know where that came from or how it appeared.
How that got approved? We'll have a conversation later, lad.
What is it? Is it a barn?
It's privately owned.
It's privately owned. It's an indoor pickleball.
Is it pickleball and tennis?
It's big. Barn storage.
It's like a family hangout space.
Yeah. It's very big.
Pool tables and big TVs.
It's not done yet. I'm sure they'll put some trees up. Maybe they'll invite us over. Anyway.
All right. Summary action. Does anything need to be pulled out of summary action to be discussed separately? And if not, we're looking at you, Kristen.
Anything that I find that is a problem in this?
No.
Like, because I didn't have any problems in this.
No.
Make a motion.
You
get to make the motion.
Designated motion.
Very good. I make a motion to approve the summary action numbers 1 through 5.
Okay, we have a motion by Kristen. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Roger. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mayor, you have your historic preservation member.
Oh, yeah.
Bailey.
Bailey.
In the back.
How did we skip that?
Why don't you come on up?
Because it's in summary action.
Oh.
It was in the summary action, but we didn't mean to summarily ignore you. Come on up here.
Forgive me, I'm so new. I don't know what I'm doing.
You're doing great. So Bailey Montgomery was willing to serve on our Historic Preservation Commission. There are those in this city that love historic preservation, and there are those in this city that don't. And so your voice is important to protect that which is unique about Farmington. So thank you for being willing to serve. If you'd like to kind of introduce yourself to the council, tell people how long you've lived here and why you like old things, that would be great.
Okay. We've lived in Farmington for a little over a year. My husband grew up above the cemetery, and some of his ancestors are Ezra Clark and Joseph Lee Robinson.
Oh, nice.
And we live in a home in the historic district. It was built in 1880, and I was really curious who owned it. So I worked with some people in the museum and then some of my own research to figure out who was the original owner. And so that has brought a lot of richness to our home, and I am good friends with Shauna on the Historic Preservation Commission, and she saw that I was researching these things and thought this would be a good fit, and I'm really excited to work with the city.
Thank you.
That's great. And who do you have with you?
This is Bo. He's my youngest. He just turned a year old. So he so was fun. Born in Farmington. So.
Kind of. He can grab that mic and wrestle with it. For a second. He wants it really bad.
Yeah. Well, welcome, Bailey. I serve on the Historic Preservation Commission, so we're excited to have you.
Okay. Thank you. That'll be awesome. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here with your family.
I know.
All right. City Manager report, Brigham.
I do not have anything, Mayor. I do. I just that we also had the. We had our meeting with the school district last week, so I told you about Lagoon, and then we had our meeting with the school district, and they agreed that to us increasing the parking lot down there at Canyon Creek. And so they're gonna, Lyle drafted up a quick drawing of what that would look like and send it over to them. They're gonna run it through their school board and
nice. Go from
there. Nice.
So they're really excited.
That's good. Anything else?
No.
Nope, that's it.
Speaking of parking, are we having any continued conversations with the county in regards to the parking around the Rock Dental?
Oh, that's a whole story.
That has moved on. They kicked the can. We're not going to pick up that discussion until after November.
I will talk to you about it offline.
So they entered into a, they've always been on a 1-year lease. They entered into another 1-year lease. The county tried to get them into a 5-year lease or 10-year. I can't remember. I think it was 10. Our recommendation to them was just take the 1 year and then let's revisit it after November.
Good, thank you.
Elections have consequences, they say.
Okay, Melissa, I don't think we got to you during city council.
Well, we talked about the email.
So you're good.
So I'm good.
And Scott, anything else?
No, you've covered my point earlier.
Yeah.
Amy, you're
good. That's what was on mine, so.
Kristen, anything?
No, it was just the email. Same. The crosswalks continued to get brought up, so I'm glad that we talked about that.
You can also, I can't remember if we told you, like, when you talk to those people, you can send them to us, but we will, we are working on getting the stoplight at Innovator and 1525, and then...
Will that be before the crosswalks or after the
crosswalks? Crosswalks will probably get painted first.
Okay.
And then we have an individual, because the crosswalk we were going to do is kind of that decorative style crosswalk.
The America.
I have a call. I'm sorry, I owe a call to a designer that does that stuff. So.
Awesome. Yeah.
So yeah, we will have the crosswalk. Now the stoplight that takes time, right? Like takes time to get the parts and then have it turned on and all that stuff, as we saw from some of our other stoplights that are still not on. But we will, maybe there's other options, but I think we're just going to have to make do. Because I talked to him about, well, could we just do a beacon, kind of like what we do out here on State Street or on Clark. Problem is that road is so wide.
Yes.
That the beacon probably wouldn't be terribly visible. We'll figure something out.
Sometimes you don't even see the stop sign.
Right. Yeah, that's another problem.
Because it's so wide.
We are going to remove... Did you talk to Larry about that? So we are going to remove the stoplights or the stop signs on Innovator. So the only... So those other two that connect with Maker, you know how there's like that...
Maker will have a stop sign.
And Maker will have stop signs, and we're going to put up special signs that show that it's just a one stop sign intersection. But Innovator will have the right of way, so we won't stop people on Innovator anymore because there isn't a lot of traffic going around.
Yeah, on Maker.
The only one that's really getting any traffic is the one down by the park, and that one's not really getting it. And because we may be months, we may be a year out before we have power to those lights, just because there's no surrounding power.
Okay, so months to a year out. Okay.
I did one thing we mentioned in the work session. and that is, speaking of the park, is again the fireplace. I do think it'd be nice to put some little instructions, because when sure. I was over there, people were just poking at it, and well, why isn't it lit, and yep. you know, could we get quickly something put yep. up that explains it's on a timer, you know, et cetera, or something, because I'm worried that somebody
away.
Might get hurt, because
right.
people yep. were pushing the buttons and not knowing what was going on.
And I did get a suggestion. So playing cornhole, mm-hmm. really close. I mean, do we anticipate this many people being at the park all the time? We don't. But cornhole is so close to like the 40-yard dash, like, and going, getting over to the fireplace, they're just walking. Right as you're throwing the bags, people are just walking back through. And forth. It's not really like sectioned off. So if they want feedback, that wasn't maybe the best place for the cornhole.
Yeah.
But anyway. If you'll just give
it's not set in stone, but set in concrete.
It is set in stone. But
you could put a fence on one end and then people wouldn't
cross. That's true. And or even going down the middle of it, you could put something up.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's not a
yeah.
I mean, if somebody gets hit with a beanbag, is it really gonna do some damage? But you know, I mean it was just toddlers.
I will say
and
I put those out there 2 weeks ago. Put those bags out there stayed? 2 weeks ago. Nobody, Colby was like, those are going to end up in the fireplace. And nobody has done anything with them. Like,
wow. Like they, well,
play.
I played with them Saturday.
Yeah.
And they
same,
were
those are the
That's
same ones
great.
I put in. In fact, I bought some spares that are still at my desk and I haven't even used those yet.
I thought they'd disappear.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And do you know what? They're far apart. I could not do a real tournament.
Oh,
I have to like cheat and take a step forward. Like, I gotta work on
you know
mine.
What? You know, so Paul's gonna be mad because I'm talking about something that's taking longer than 2 minutes. But here's a thought: the you know the weird like car wash thing down at Regional Park. We're gonna take those. We're gonna take that thing out. That was a that was a fun test. We'll put just a normal sunshade on it. And one of the things we didn't really have room for that we looked at doing in this park were these table tennis, like the ping pong tables that are same maker that does the cornhole, they do table tennis.
Yeah.
And like put some of those out there and
I think we should.
Like we could put some stuff underneath that sunshade. I think it'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of just there's just it's kind of just that was that it's doing what it was supposed to. We put it up to test that out to see if we wanted to do that at the regional park. I'm glad we did because it's not going super great, but the structure's still there, so we could put the sunshade on it.
Yeah.
So,
if that doesn't work out, those swings,
those
are
great.
Awesome.
They are
great. The red, are they red? The red swings.
Yep.
I mean, they were all taken. I didn't get a chance to sit on them, but
everybody was loving them.
Yeah.
We got those for like 33% of what they were going to cost because Cirque came and said the blue structure. Was like we could get somebody out here to build that. They'll build the blue portion, and then the really cool proprietary element is the swings.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's just get the swings, and we'll attach it to our structure. And they did that. And because if you would normally think like, oh, stuff that's off the shelf is cheaper, like a shelf product. Mm-hmm. No, these guys had there was marked up a lot. Like that structure and the swings were all marked up. Cirque came back and said, we've got a guy who will build that, and it'll cost you 33% of what
That's
you
awesome.
Paid before, or you would have paid for the other stuff.
Fun
so.
To it, for sure.
Yeah, those swings are awesome.
Do you remember we talked about possibly painting the table tennis with like police and fire,
yes.
and then letting our
first
responders have
and
paddles,
them have a paddle
and when they come by, they can play people and just kind of have
special
interaction.
Kind of thing.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Is that are you all interested in that at all?
Yes, that's been on my mind.
Because when it was in Norway and we were visiting this youth center and they had that and they said, yeah, our police come here and they play with the kids and the kids love it. They'll just come in for a half an hour, 15 minutes, and they'll bring their paddle and the kids line up to play the officer.
Yeah,
so that'd be kind of cool to develop.
Even
that
if they had some fun prizes in their car or
something.
Like,
right.
Oh yeah, beat the officer.
That would be really fun.
Yep. And we're on the same page, like, doing that down at the regional park?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. And we could even have somebody come in and, like, stain it or...
Yep.
Or
put our new logo
epoxy
on it.
Or something or do something. Yeah, we could do some cool stuff like that.
Okay.
That would be great.
Is that it?
I had one more.
One more.
Do we have any idea of what restaurants have been approved for the pads that were already approved, like along where Burke Bends and stuff? I've been getting questions for if they've been leased out yet by any particular...
Which ones? Sorry, which
restaurants?
Like restaurants.
New ones?
Yes.
Oh, over at Stack?
People are like, oh, I hear there's big downtown chains coming in. I'm like, I have heard nothing.
The only one they've told us is the gas station, right? I don't think they've shared any of the other ones yet.
Okay.
Alex is excited about the gas station.
I know, he's super excited.
Thank you.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. We sometimes don't know until everybody knows.
Well, if somebody else knows first, I'd like to know too. I mean, yeah. If Cheesecake Factory or Gourmand Days is coming in, you know.
We did talk to Cheesecake Factory when Shane was still the city manager, and they wanted $10 million. And we figured with our tax collection, it would take us 100 years to pay them $10
million.
Holy cow. They're great, but not that great.
No, they're better.
I mean, I can't even eat the cheesecake myself, but like, when people come to me with stuff like that, I'm like, I have heard nothing. I need to just.
You could have a lot of fun with people who just make stuff up.
Yeah.
That's what I used to do.
Chris, seriously.
That's why people always talk about IKEA. Most IKEA. I'm like, yeah, that's what they're building down there on Glovers. That's a big old IKEA. It's a high school.
Kristen, in seriousness, when you get questions from citizens that you don't know or something, you literally send them to Brigham all the time.
Unfortunately, Brigham and Mayor have been receiving lots of messages from me this week. Like, okay, I have questions about this fiscal thing, and I've got this. So I'm trying to space out my questions. So, because they've been getting
you're doing
a lot.
Great. Yeah,
just Brigham. Remember, on that topic, just remember the 6th and the 7th of March, that's our retreat.
Okay. Is that it?
Oh, and tomorrow morning.
Local officials.
If you're, I think you two are going for the, are you going with the kids?
I can't go first thing because I have another meeting, but I'll join
lunch.
Colby asked me and I'm carpooling children.
Oh, great. So,
okay.
Let me check with him.
Yes.
Because I may not need to go in the morning. I can drive kids home. So we can drive kids home, but if I don't need to drive in the morning, then I might go. So we probably have enough, right?
Look,
if you're driving, you're driving.
And you can take them right.
No, it's fine.
Look at the moms doing the carpooling.
They don't want to go with council members. They don't want to go with staff. They'll come home with us.
That's great.
Yeah, I'll be joining during the for
yep.
lunch.
Okay.
And part of them, but I have meetings both before.
So I want my keys back.
I know.
All right. So now we're good. We're
right.
good.
So I'm ready to make a motion.
Please.
To adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn by Roger. Is there a second?
I second.
Second by Kristen. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.